This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Japanese radio equipment maker ICOM Inc. said on Thursday that it was investigating reports that two-way radio devices bearing its logo exploded in Lebanon. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Handheld radios used by armed group Hezbollah detonated on Wednesday across Lebanon south, just one day after similar explosions of the group's pages. Lebanon's health ministry said 20 people were killed and 450 injured on Wednesday. The death toll from Tuesday's explosions rose to 12, with nearly 3,000 injured. ICOM said it was not possible to confirm whether the radio product, reportedly related to the explosions, was shipped by the company. Sales of the device were reportedly discontinued about 10 years ago. ICOM has previously warned about counterfeit versions of its devices circulating in the market, especially discontinued models.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. Springfield, Ohio, was transformed overnight into a target for the nation's vitriol by Republican Party candidates Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Former President Donald Trump and his running mate Senator J.D. Vance have drawn attention to Springfield, Ohio's 15,000 Haitian immigrants, with rumors that they're eating neighbors' cats and dogs and are in the country illegally. And the unsubstantiated claims continued at a Trump rally in Uniondale, New York on Wednesday.
32,000 illegal immigrants come into the town.
But Pastor Andy Mobley, who runs a Springfield food pantry, says the city's residents are good people. The arrival of Haitian immigrants to fill manufacturing, distribution, and warehouse jobs in Springfield has put a severe strain on local resources. And he says people are hunkered down out of the public eye, and they're hoping the attention will blow over. I'm Donna Water.
This is VOA News. Three Palestinians were